President.
Senator from Washington.
I rise today in opposition to this deceptively named Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, because tomorrow is the 52nd anniversary of Roe v. Wade, a decision that guaranteed fundamental rights to choose abortion before that right was stripped away. Multiple states are now reproductive freedom is under attack in multiple states. Over a dozen states have passed abortion bans, and several pregnant women in Georgia and Texas have died because they could not access safe abortions. In some states, patients don't even have access to legal abortion care even after they have been raped. Multiple states are currently suing to restrict access to even medication for abortion. And we don't yet know how the new administration is going to handle federal protections for pregnant women in medical emergencies. The new administration yesterday took down a government website that offered just information about reproductive care. This was one of the top priorities yesterday of this administration on day one, taking down that website. But instead of working to resolve any of the serious, real challenges, my colleagues are instead trying to force a vote on something that is completely unnecessary. It is already illegal to kill a child who is born alive in this country. I was a member of the Senate when we passed in 2002 the Born Alive Infant Protection Act to ensure that all infants have legal protections. The so-called Born Alive Abortion Survivors Act, as my colleague from New Hampshire just said, is looking at legislation in search of a problem. It's deliberately misleading and offensive to pregnant people and to their health care providers. It is incredibly heartbreaking, these scenarios where a baby is born with a fatal diagnosis, that the baby's parents must want to spend those precious moments holding and saying goodbye to their child. But under these extreme ideas, doctors would have to perform aggressive medical care that would only prolong a family's suffering. We need to honor that these are medical decisions left to the woman and her physician and to her family, and we trust that doctors and nurses know how to carry this out. We want to honor these, not politicians, not lawyers, and so I will be voting against this legislation, and I urge my colleagues to do so. We also need to make sure that here in the Senate, as my colleague has said, we're working to lower costs. We need to make sure that they don't try to cut Medicare or food assistance or the neediest issues for young families who are being impacted. Health care in the United States need to be strengthened, drug costs need to be lowered, and we need to help and protect working families. I thank my colleagues for being here today, and I yield the floor.